From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Germany is temporarily reinstating passport controls along its border with Austria to limit the flow of migrants and refugees. Germany's interior minister says the move is designed to return to an orderly processing of migrants. Germany and Austria recently agreed to let in migrants in a bid to alleviate the number gathering in Hungary. Meanwhile, Austrian police say they rescued 42 people believed to be migrants stowed in a refrigerated flour truck on a highway near the German border on Sunday. Police say two Iraqis suspected as smugglers were arrested. Security sources in Turkey say at least three police officers were killed Sunday in the southeastern part of the country. It is the latest incidents of violence between government forces and Kurdish militants. Sources say two police officers were killed in a car bomb attack near a police checkpoint outside the town of Sirnak. The security forces killed two militants as they fled the scene. Another police officer was killed in the Silvan district of Diyarbakir province after the Kurdistan Workers' Party militants carried out a rocket attack. South Sudan's government and a rebel group say they will both send senior officials to a meeting on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly on September 29th. That meeting, which follows an invitation by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, is aimed at galvanizing the international community's support for the implementation of South Sudan's recently signed peace agreement. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Yemen's exiled government says it will not participate in UN-brokered peace talks unless Houthi rebels withdraw from captured territory. A UN resolution calls for the withdrawal. The announcement follows a number of failed attempts to get the two factions together for talks. Palestinians and Israeli police fought at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Sunday. The violence broke out after police entered the compound in pursuit of Palestinians who earlier had barricaded themselves in the mosque and had thrown rocks and flares at police. The Israeli authorities used tear gas and threw stun grenades at Palestinian youths. The incident came on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Police say they are searching for a suspect who illegally stored explosives at a warehouse in Madhya Pradesh state in central India. A fire at that warehouse Saturday resulted in an explosion that killed at least 89 people and injured 100, many at a nearby restaurant. Police said Sunday they were looking for Rajendra Kaswa, who authorities say is on the run with his brothers. Wildfires in the western U.S. have hundreds of people fleeing. The wall of fire moving across the northern section of the state of California is unpredictable and threatens houses in its path. Firefighters are attacking the flames from the air and on the ground. The fires are being fueled by very dry conditions caused by an extreme drought. Four firefighters were treated for burns Saturday, but no civilian casualties were reported. Saudi officials are pledging to carry out with this year's Hajj pilgrimage despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Saudi King Salman visited the scene Saturday, a day after the crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. The king also spent some time with the injured, promising a thorough investigation of the incident. The United States is expressing outrage at the jailing of Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López. López was sentenced to nearly 14 years in prison on charges of inciting violence against the government. Violence broke out as the opposition sought to force President Nicolas Maduro from office. A top U.S. diplomat says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a truce agreement is fully honored. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland also warned Saturday that Russia will pay more costs in the future if there are more violations of the Minsk Peace Accord. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.